Since it was released last week, Republicans have steadily attacked the Senate Democrats' redistricting plan as gerrymandering at its worst. Republican Senator Tommy Norment of James City County had some of the most significant alterations to his district under the proposal.
Their plan is not compact. Secondly, it does not meet the geographical requirements of being contiguous. It clearly does not meet the criteria of community of interest. On the most recent version of the plan they have drawn for me, I represent part of the city of Newport News, part of the city of Hampton, and then I go into Isle of Wight County, Surrey, I mean, which are wonderful places, but they have nothing in common with the core inner city of Newport News in Hampton. While incumbency protection is permissible, it is very much a partisan plan.
Norment believes the plan will not survive a probable legal challenge.
That bill will not pass the smell test on the retrogression of the African-American or minority populations, and I don't care who says it and what the persuasion of that person is that says it.
Democratic Senator Ed Hauch of Spotsylvania defended the plan.
Virginia, as you know, is a very diverse state geographically, but this plan that we've adopted, the districts are compact. There's community of interest throughout each of these districts. This plan will withstand legal tests, I'm sure. I think redistricting is always a difficult process, but the plan that the Senate has adopted certainly meets constitutional muster in terms of one man, one vote, Civil Rights Act. It's a good plan. I don't think there is such a thing as a perfect redistricting plan, but I think this plan accomplishes what needs to be in place for the people of Virginia to have 40 representatives, and this does it.
But Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling says there is still hope for the ultimate adoption of an alternative bipartisan plan, and that he recommends using the plan developed by the governor's independent bipartisan redistricting commission.
I can't speak for the governor on the issue of vetoes, but I don't think there's any way under the sun that the governor is going to sign the redistricting plan offered by Senate Democrats. We just believe in so many ways that that plan violates key legal principles and constitutional principles of redistricting, and we believe it flies in the face of the best interest of the people of Virginia. So I don't think there's any chance that the governor is going to sign this plan that's being offered up by Senate Democrats. The question that the governor will have to make is, does he offer amendments to that plan, or does he simply veto that plan outright? And once the plan passes the General Assembly, then the governor will have to make that determination. But my recommendation throughout this process, whether it's to Senate Republicans and Democrats, to the governor, or anyone else involved, is let's get that bipartisan redistricting plan on the table. Let's debate it and let's vote on it. Because I think the Bipartisan Redistricting Commission did a great job. I think they brought forth a good product, and I think it's a product worthy of serious consideration, debate, and ultimately adoption.
On Monday, the House will consider the Senate plan, and both chambers are expected to begin reviewing the congressional redistricting proposals. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.